Very fortunate to experience both of the worlds, and us as a parents, my wife and I, we want our kids to experience Czech Republic and Europe. You know, my wife always takes them for a couple of sightseeing trips somewhere around Europe, so very fortunate to be able to do that.
You had Anton Wahlberg for a few weeks at the end of the season. Just what caught your eye about, like, what stood out about Anton?
Size.
Size?
No, really, the size, because if you look back last year with Roch, the majority of the forwards were a little bit smaller. And Wally came in, had a size, you know, at that age, it's something that you can teach. You either have it or not have it. So that would be the first thing that stood out.
It can take time for a guy, even with that size, to learn to play that power forward game in pro. What's the process going to look like for him and going forward in terms of learning how to win those tight, you know, winning in tight areas and really just being a disruptive force to use his size?
Well, it's funny thing that you say that. I say majority of our forwards were smaller, but like you had a guy like Michael Marish, you know, to be around. And for him, for Wally to, and same thing with Noah Osland, to come at the end of the year and be able to get used to the North American style of play, it was very beneficial heading into this year. And hopefully that's going to be something that he can use, because he saw, Mercy, he saw Mare around the net, you know, kind of been part of the, let's say, all the meetings, the offensive meetings, the power play meetings, stuff like that. And if he's smart enough, then he can learn some of the little tips that these guys provide along with the coaching staff to get himself into those positions in near future, so he can maybe be a big man with a lot of production.
He worked closely with Leek.
Yeah.
And he was talking yesterday how he's gotten stronger this summer, really concentrated on trying to be stronger to take that to his game. How ready is he? How close is he, do you think, of being ready for the NHL from what you've seen?
Well, I think it's a tough question to answer from behind the stand here, because it's everybody's different. I mean, obviously he's a high pick. He's got an advantage compared to some of these other prospects. He's already played two pro season here in United States or North America, so he definitely has an advantage. His skating is fabulous. His shot is really good for the age that where he's at, and he's only getting better and better. The only thing that I can say is that he needs to be more consistent. He needs to, he set out the high standard at the beginning of the last year, along with Rosie, to start the season really good. And he had an amazing World Junior Championship U20 for the Czech team. He was a captain and everything like that, but then he had a big dip in our season. And it took him 6 to 8 weeks to kind of get back to the level of playing that he was at the beginning of the year. But he wasn't producing as much in goal-scoring department. So if he's ready, in my mind, he needs to keep that going throughout the entire season. Do it in the American Hockey League and then start knocking on the door, because he doesn't want to come here for a cup of coffee. He wants to come here to stick and, you know, unfortunately, I'll say it as it is, take somebody's spot.
How difficult is it to have these first-round pick guys? They tend to, a lot of times, they're so good, but they put a lot more pressure on themselves. And they hear about how they were drafted, and they feel that. And do you have to watch that with some of those guys, Roseanne or Osland or Kulik, that they're putting extra pressure on themselves?
Yeah, yes, you do. You just try to tell them that they have to stay patient, because it's a process. It takes time. It's very beneficial for, in my mind, that's just my own opinion, very beneficial for each prospect to start in the American Hockey League, because it's a men's game, it's a fast league, it's a heavy league. There's some good players. Obviously, the best players are in the NHL, but that league is a development league. It's prepare you for the best league in the world, and it's really tough going through their minds at that age. I was very impatient at that age. I was thinking like, oh, I'm ready. No, I wasn't. It took me 3.5 years. But in my fourth year, I've done what I talked about regarding Cooley. And that's something that I talked to him about. I talked to the entire team about it. And so that's just a part of to answer your question. They just need to understand to be patient, be part of the process, and come to the rink, enjoy every day at the rink, and get better every day.
In the same vein, how valuable is your experience of coming overseas that you can lend to these guys who are in North America in many ways for the first time in some ways?
Well, but it's been 31 years since I first came. So now these guys, they know there's something special about them. They learn the English, they learn the language. That's the biggest advantage that they have. I wasn't as highly drafted. We got so many high picks. It's unreal. So these guys just have to, they have to come in and forget the stress, forget the pressure. Just go out there and just play, produce. I mean, not everybody's going to come in as a first two-line player. Sometimes you have to grab a spot that is available, you know. So it's, sure, the pressure is on their heads or in their mind, but they also have to learn how to let go, because if they put too much pressure, they can, you know, kill their career.
You played a long time in this league. When you played a Lindy Ruff team, what did you think about it?
That they were fast, that they were competitive. He also had the luxury of having a couple good goaltenders in this organization. One I really hated when he was in the net, and the other one, it wasn't any better. You know, I'm talking about Hasek and Miller. So, Marty I liked, because Marty is a great guy. Marty, hey! No, but, you know, so at that time, when we were playing against Buffalo, even when I was with the Sens, that we had them in the group back then. They were tough. They were competitive. I mean, Drew was here, Danny Briere, Jaroš Pešek was here as a D-man. So it's, they had really, really good teams, and the city loved them. And they were, didn't they lose to Carolina in the semifinals back then? You know, really tight series. So fast, competitive, speedy, you know, like they had, you know, good pedigree.
Back to Wahlberg. A lot of people think his game is more suited to North American hockey than European hockey. Do you see that, I guess?
Yeah. If he learns how to, let's say, protect the puck, not commit turnovers, understand the situational play, stuff like that, but I agree with you. It's he's not your fastest skater out there, right? But again, he's got the size. He's got the long stick. He can puck protect in the corner, come out of the corner, beat somebody, beat some, let's say, a small or big defenseman, because he's got that size. He learns that. He could be the guy, you know, to be maybe a steal.
He showed in the playoffs last year that he's also got a fair bit of skill.
Yes.
Is that, how do you balance that with a guy that you want to play a heavier power forward kind of game?
Well, it's an added element. It's not, we're not going to take that away from him. But if he can synchronize it with the other teams that I was talking about, it's only going to make him better. And yes, I agree that the goal that he scored in the playoff series against Syracuse, that was really nice. It's just that hopefully he's not going to try to do it all the time, because it doesn't work all the time. You know, because I also remember the game 4 where, we ended up not winning, and he wasn't part of the play as well. And that was the other side that I'm talking about.
You have a new head coach. Is that difficult for you, or what can you and Nathan do to maybe help him as he comes in now?
Well, it's funny thing that you ask about that, because last year we both were first-year coaches in North America. Now Leo's coming in as a first-year coach in the NHL. It's kind of hard to explain that we have a year advantage on him. You know, so a huge amount of experience that we got over him. But we can just basically, let him know how some other teams are playing. Obviously, the teams are staying similar if they didn't change the coaching staff at the minor league level. So we can be very helpful in that department. Other than that, nothing really changes. At least nothing changes for me.
When Tyson Kozak's at his best, what's he doing on the ice?
Cozy?
Yeah.
Cozy, he's just flying around right now. Cozy is just coming in. He's flying in. He's playing competitive, heavy game. I think he's just waiting for the games to start so he can go out there and, you know, be himself. That is, like, hard skating, forechecking center iceman, a two-way player that hopefully will discover a scoring touch. Because if he gets that, to me, like, I don't want to jinx him, but when I talk about Cozy, I think about Cirelli from Tampa. And that's the kind of player he could be emulating and he could look up to.
You think last year was just difficult for him?
Yes. Very difficult in regards of all the injuries and everything that he went through.
How did he handle it, I guess, when you look back on it?
I think he handles it. He's a very quiet kid, first of all. I think everything is going through his mind. He thinks about everything. Sometime it'd probably be better if he had somebody that he can talk to about that. I'm not sure if he does or not, but we tried to spend time with him, and he did handle it as a true pro. He tried to overcome the injuries. He played hurt. He was not always 100%, but the one thing that you know about him, he gives you the effort.
Maybe one of my colleagues at the AP is working on a story on Alex Ovechkin. You played against him, and just the thoughts that he's in a position to surpass Gretzky. Just, could you have envisioned that?
No, it's just incredible, and it's like they say that the records are meant to be broken, but like this is just unreal. But with the way the guy's built, the way that he shoots the puck, and the way that the teams are taking him away and he still finds a way how to score, it's just incredible, and it'd be incredible achievement.